Hello, my fabulous radio listeners, and welcome to the first post-election episode of Sex Talk.
Is it really post-election?
Well, I mean, now that we have decisively chosen our new presidential candidate for the our minority president for the new millennium, I think both the country and the show are going to move forward in a clear and decisive manner.
Absolutely, as is our want.
I'm actually here sporting what we have with us tonight. We have our very special friends of the show, Andrew and Tom. And what Andrew and Tom, our special Andrew and Tom's goal tonight is going to be figuring out whether I'm wearing any underwear under my very sexy ensemble tonight. Can you tell?
Yeah, I noticed. Is that Prada?
I don't know if I picked these colors very.
I can see definition, so there's definitely no underwear.
definition in his package.
It's just puff. I can see definition. I have a small penis. I mean, people in the locker room already know this. I mean, not very small. I mean, some people. I mean, you've probably seen.
You're a grower, not a shower.
Well. I don't know. I wouldn't go that far.
So you're just pathetic.
A little bit. I'm not pathetic. I mean, I'm not so pathetic. But, you know, you see some people and you're like, oh my God, you know, how will they ever, you know, whatever they want to do. How will they ever penetrate, like, a woman's vagina? How will they ever, you know.
I don't know. Anyone would ever do that.
Or, you know, a man's various orifices in a man or whatever. But I would say, actually, the problem in my case is not so much the length, but I'm a little, I don't have quite the thickness that would really,
the girth
that would really be appropriate for someone of my stature.
Well, you know,
international.
So are you a top or bottom?
Am I a top or a bottom? I'm mostly a bottom.
Well, then you don't have to worry about it.
So penis enlargement surgery is most successful at extending girth, not length. So.
Really?
Yes.
I did not know that.
Subcutaneous fat injections.
Yep.
So. Well, they suck fat out of one area
right.
And inject it into another.
Subcutaneous?
Yes. Is
subcutaneous?
That subcutaneous?
Subcutaneous?
I'm an engineer. Don't ask me how to pronounce these new things.
Last week we learned.
In words.
Last week we learned.
I speak Chinese now.
I don't know. You can speak Chinese?
Mm. I'm taking Chinese.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
How do you say, are you wearing any underwear under those hot sweatpants?
Oh, I haven't learned that much Chinese yet.
Oh, okay.
I can say, hi, how is your mother?
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Let's.
No, I'll do it later.
I'm serious. I can't decide which of you is cuter. I mean, you've obviously been working out. Can you take off your shirt?
Oh, God, he's really going to do it, too.
He's wearing a Backstreet Boys-esque sleeveless
t-shirt.
Can you take
off your shirt?
Well, I win.
Don't can you, like, strut around the studio for a minute? Come on. Obviously you want to. You're drinking your protein drink.
I am.
He's being coy.
Looks like you've been in the tanning booth.
No.
Maybe you need to pull out that thick carny roll of ones you have in your back pocket. Start flashing some cash if you want to see him strut around.
So,
not you.
Do you shave your chest?
No.
Andrew's one of those obnoxiously naturally attractive people.
Well, attractive in a sort of a boy, I mean, it's boyish sense, right? I mean, you must get the...
I look too.
I'm trying to think of who you look like. You look a little bit like, you know, Jonathan Taylor Thomas. He's also smooth and boyish.
I look like the guy here.
Crossed with...
You do look like Dr. Carter.
Dr. Carter. No. Yes, you got a little bit... Yes. Actually, can you say...
No. Let's talk about this new co-host.
I'm not new.
To us, you're new in our.
Do you think he's gay? Do you think he's attractive?
Are you gay?
Don't answer that question.
I'm not new.
So I'm in the cone of silence.
You base my every command.
Andrew and I hope that he.
Yeah, we hope that you are.
Now, why him? Why not me? Look at me. I'm
no, hold on. Go ahead.
Red pants. Wearing no underwear.
Turn your head. So you've obviously got the right earring going.
The right earring?
No, never had my ears pierced, actually.
No,
it's just a freakish deformity from that thresher accident.
That's a bite mark.
Bite mark.
Retro glasses.
Kind of a little
kind of the cardigan
thing, the
cardigan thing going on.
Well, it was laundry day today, so,
the shoes. What are the shoes? Who are they by?
Do you really want to know?
Yeah.
Sears. I'm not making
that
sense.
Doesn't mean retro.
They are Sears Die Hard work shoes.
Oh, that's awesome. Underwear? What kind of underwear are you wearing?
Yeah.
Boxer shorts?
Oh.
Blue plaid?
Tasteful?
Traditional, but they do match the cardigan.
I'm not actually wearing any underwear. I don't know if you wanted to see.
No, we're good. Perfect, actually.
Were you at the gym as well? DJ Sweat-tacular?
No, he was in the locker room.
In his steam room?
It's actually true. I went to play volleyball at 6:30, and I just played for a little while because I'm learning new things in volleyball. I'm learning how to properly build this stuff. And afterwards, I went to the locker room, and I kind of stayed there for a while. I was going to the steam room and the shower and then back to the steam room. And
any hot steam room action?
Last time we were here, you had a little incident in the steam room.
Well, I had an incident this time, too, although
I didn't hear about this.
It was kind of an incident in negative six. What was the incident last time?
the boy that talked to you, but yet you didn't have enough nerve to...
Yes, that's right. That's right.
You didn't have enough
I remember hearing that show.
An opportunity slaps you in the face.
What do you mean I didn't have enough nerve? I always have plenty of nerve. It's the...
We've already determined that you're a lot more bark than you are bite.
No, I remember the story. Yeah, some cute guy talked to you in the steam room, and you just kind of let it slip through your fingers.
It did absolutely nothing.
Literally.
Wow.
Could have been hot, sweaty steam room sex and...
Instead, no. It was just hand me my towel.
Yeah.
And let's bid our farewells.
I can't believe, I don't think this happened. I mean,
it did.
Yeah, if that door cracks open slightly, I'm just like, I've got a foot in there. I'm like in.
Well, if you start off with a foot in there, you're never going to find anybody.
Oh, God. Well, but actually, before we go on, I wanted to say a very special hello. We have a high school listener. This woman
that's right.
Called last week. We didn't get her name, but we have
female.
We have at least one listener.
Calm down.
She's in high school, but she might have male friends.
She said, right?
What'd she say? She said she had friends on the football team that were gay and were attracted to me. The
wrestling
team,
I believe.
Well, right?
You had a big fan club.
Really,
but no, she said she listens to the show every week before she goes to bed. And so she'll be dreaming of our voices tonight.
We'll call her Brenda.
Hello,
Brenda, if you're out there, and if your name is not Brenda, please call in. Or the rest of you, please call in. 621-9728.
Especially if you have stories of Wexford's own Christina Aguilera to share.
621-9728. Are you the only person in America that says Aguilera?
Yeah, what was up with that?
How is it pronounced?
Aguilera.
I'd have
she's
a very sheltered
life.
How you
call it.
Yeah.
Right, pretty much. Yeah.
Excuse me, Wexford hottie Christina Aguilera
okay,
is one
whatever.
Of the unofficial sponsors of this show.
She doesn't know
we
it.
We do not talk trash about Wexford hottie Christina Aguilera.
Okay, at least she didn't have a boob job at 16
then.
Like Britney Spears did.
Then we have nothing to
say
about
her. Can I see
your
butt? I mean, come on.
No, because I'm not wearing underwear.
Do I look like I have a problem with that?
Now, what exactly is the topic of the show tonight, DJ Sweatacular? Is it
Andrew's butt? Tom's looking
Andrew's
covered
pecs
up.
Andrew's ass, or?
I like to be covered up. I leave more to mystery. So I spare you this, the shock.
I've seen it all. He's fine. He's wonderful.
Oh. Thank you, dear.
Okay. I can feel the love.
And if you are gay, we can both take you out tonight. We've done that before, too.
We have a two-for-one special that we offer.
See, why is he getting all the love and I'm getting nothing but
because I'm new.
Because he's new.
And as you know very well, right?
You didn't, like, flip it's up your hair up. Like you usually do.
Well, I
cut.
Yeah,
the front part kind of flips up.
It's a Tintin thing. Not Rin Tintin.
How old are you?
Yes. I'm bad at it. I know I'm just very bad at guessing.
You said that
age.
Word that
happen.
When I put to stay on the radio and all of our listeners.
So I'm really I'm bad at it. I know I'm just very bad at guessing.
You just said that word that when I put to stay on the radio and all of our listeners didn't hear what you said.
No, they didn't.
For the last 7 seconds.
Someone was also talking.
So they were to recap for our listeners. They were disappointed to find out that I'm 30 and hence impotent and over the hill.
Okay.
As far as the gay community is concerned, right?
Well, you have reached that expiration date. Yes.
Right.
As we've talked about on the show before.
I have
but nobody agrees with me on.
Me.
No, but if you do, that can be, the expiration date can be extended if you, well, A, have a lot of money.
Yes.
And two.
Computer science.
If you have a lot of money.
If you have a young heart.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Good Lord.
But if there was like a transplant 4 or 5 years back.
Yeah.
What if you're an expert in computer science, PhD candidate, radio talk show, national media celebrity, and...
And you're not wearing underwear?
Not
exactly.
Hmm.
Well, it definitely sounds like a good catch.
Over the radio.
Over the radio.
We actually have a topic tonight. It's not just all ceaseless, pointless rambling. Tonight's topic is infidelity.
Infidelity,
And for those of you high school students who left your flunking wagons at school, infidelity means...
Cheating.
Of various kinds. There can be emotional infidelity, physical infidelity, psychological infidelity. It depends on...
Psychic infidelity?
It depends exactly...
Metaphysical.
On the kind of relationship you're in. So,
high fidelity?
So, for example, you know, I will start this off by talking about my own relationship. In my own relationship, you know, I value emotional fidelity much more than physical fidelity. So while we're basically monogamous, it wouldn't totally crush me if, you know, my partner had to go have sex with my co-host, for example. I'd understand.
Even if you weren't invited? Even if you were specifically excluded?
Well, you know, I'm used to rejection, right? So it would actually
make you feel more comfortable.
Well, I've actually sort of sublimated and taken ownership of my rejection. And what I do is I now get I get sexually aroused when people reject me.
Wow.
It's a way of leveraging.
Well, that's a coping mechanism. If I've ever heard one. Getting turned down turns me on.
Well, you know, human beings, we are infinitely
malleable.
Malleable.
Insane. So, has there been any physical infidelity in your current relationship, DJ?
Just
spectacular.
Just a tad here and there.
Who's this tad?
Yeah, who's Tad? And is he hung?
The you know, not lately, although I think both of us have dabbled in outside interactions. But like I said, you know, I think what I find most threatening is not necessarily the physical fooling around, but the emotional fooling around. Like if I had the impression that my partner was really starting to like somebody else, to the point where it would sort of
disrupt the relationship.
Interfere.
Yes. I actually had someone the other day who wanted to dabble in infidelity on his partner with me.
Really?
Explained to me that gay relationships are such that the emotional is what matters, and the physical part of a gay relationship can be basically spread amongst the masses because basically all you're doing is, quote, getting off. So.
Interesting.
Yes, so there's two sides to a gay relationship. So in his eyes, it was okay.
And did you follow through?
No, I did not.
Why?
I actually said no.
Wow.
Yeah.
Must have been a troll.
No. Very attractive. 32-year-old.
Ah.
Mm.
Yeah.
What do you look for in an attractive 32 to 34-year-old?
Money?
No. What do I look for? God. Oh.
He wants you to get closer to your microphone or speak up. Or.
Okay, speak up. What do I look for in a 32-year-old? Stability. I've had enough relationships where there's
That was very subtle.
Yes, yeah. Moving of the microphone. I've had a lot of relationships where the person was very unstable, so stability is a must.
What do you mean by unstable? Psychologically unstable or what?
Oh, a whole mix.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been through it all. So.
Through it all? I mean, really? It all? Like, have you had one of your kidneys removed and been left in a gutter in Mexico?
No, that was me.
Yeah, that was
Spring Break 2000.
I'm always has the crap.
Wow. Got problems like that going on.
Well, so let me address this to the panel, to the two of you.
Mm-hmm.
What was that? I saw some tongue there. It was directed at me. There was some licking. You deny it, but there's...
He was actually choking on a piece of gristle. But take it how you will.
There's something going on here. I sense it. You know, you might play hard to get, but you're all over me. You're wanting a piece of this.
Let him have the fun for the hour.
Go with the flow.
So, but the question I'm posting to my little
forum
is, what's your worst experience with regard to this issue? Who's your freakiest, most unstable, most horrific partner? Friend.
Well, you need to be more. Well, I guess you can leave it ambiguous. Are you talking about like in a physical way or in an emotional way?
Yeah.
We're looking for a good story.
You go ahead because I can't say anything about mine because mine was recent. So there could be things out there.
Mm.
Yeah. So go ahead. I know Tom has a history of long things. List of.
Of
instability.
Being bent over and screwed and not in such a good way.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's pretty much my story. I think
that sounds like a good night.
Well,
like,
I think probably my most interesting story involving the subject of infidelity, because there are some and they're not really interesting. They're just traumatic, and through regression therapy, I've managed to get past most of them. So rather than delve back into that for the sake of the radio, I will talk about the time when I found out that this guy with whom I'd been living for about 6 months wound up one night cheating on me with two members of a very popular boy band.
Wow. Oh, I was praying that you'd say fraternity, but boy band is even better.
See, I had my boyfriend's best friend was the producer of a nationally syndicated radio show. And so I had the opportunity once a week to meet all sorts of fun people. And I'd get to meet celebrities that I normally never would have gotten a chance to meet. And I had a blast. Every Saturday night was a blast. And so the one Saturday night when this particular group of boys was in the studio, and on the way there, I found out that the stains on that pair of boxer briefs on the floor in my bedroom didn't come from my boyfriend.
So to speak.
How
did you determine that? Like some advanced DNA analysis?
Well,
color?
He ultimately, you know, broke down and admitted it to me.
Okay.
So it didn't really take any sort of investigation on my behalf.
I'm shocked. I mean, have I totally had a psychotic break and am I living completely in a fantasy world? Or did you just say that your boyfriend had sex with two members of a nationally famous boy band?
No, he did. You didn't have a breakdown, well, as far as I know. But the thing is, it actually raised for me an interesting question because, you know,
how can I get some?
Well, maybe. But the first question on my mind before that.
Are we talking about Backstreet Boys, NSYNC?
Am I allowed to say?
Of course.
Am I allowed to say? It was the Backstreet Boys.
Wow.
Lance?
He's an NSYNC.
Oh.
Silly.
Take that, high school listeners. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There's a whole group of high school kids furious out there right now.
It's not true. It's not true.
I mean, is it the claim that you're making personally that at least two-fifths of the Backstreet Boys are at least into gay sex?
Have had homosexual tendencies and taken them out.
On your ex-boyfriend?
On my ex-boyfriend, and then inadvertently on me.
Inadvertently?
Right. Well, it affected me.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant like you got some sprayed on you from a window or something. No.
There was no spraying.
So did you take these boxer shorts, put them in a plastic bag, and sell them on eBay?
Well,
you have like Lance's sperm on
I considered
it. It's not Lance.
Don't tell me that I don't see
I don't know the names of any of the Backstreet Boys. I'm sorry.
Me neither.
I'm out of it.
I mean, that's public knowledge. The five people in the Backstreet Boys.
I honestly don't know because I'm not a fan of the boy bands, but I know the names of the two, and I won't say that.
The sensitive one?
Apparently he's quite sensitive.
In certain places.
From what I understand,
wow.
Yeah.
I can't believe this is happening.
But the thing is, you know,
this isn't just a fantasy you developed about this radio show?
It could very well be, but the way that my memories are calling it right now, it's something completely different. But I guess the point was that this was a relationship in which I'd been cheated on more times than I'd begun to count. But for some reason, I was still in it and getting
good sex,
more
I imagine,
and more,
right?
It was actually really good sex, but it was such good sex that it was definitely worth holding on for. And there was an emotional side to it that I know that other people weren't getting, that I was getting. So it was enough to keep me holding on for a while. And when that incident occurred, it was interesting because, you know, I can understand. I could say as much that I could understand that if you were in a situation and you were in a relationship and two members of some, you know, national hot guy group basically quite literally fell into your lap, I can understand the temptation at least to succumb to it. But if it's not a one-time event or if it's just one of a long succession of cheating, thank you, then it just really wasn't too excusable.
So you guys didn't have an agreement in a relationship that outside sex is okay as
absolutely
long as it happened
not.
Only once or
quite
well,
the
okay.
contrary.
Because I've known other couples where that's the case, both gay and straight, where, you know, it's okay as long as it only happens once with a single person, or
that.
It's okay.
I can't
if,
be in a relationship that does that.
Well,
I get jealous.
Yeah.
I've noticed some long-term relationships. Actually, this friend of mine who's in a very long-term he was gay relationship where, like, every Friday night was a don't ask, don't tell night. Like, they could do anything they want. Sometimes it was reading a book or going to a movie by yourself. But it was a part-time, and, you know, usually they had, like, some buddy that they would hook up with.
I can't imagine that.
See, I think for me, my biggest issue with the entire idea is that it's just entirely too unsafe.
Yeah.
And I think that more than anything else is the one thing that compels me to avoid it because – that's just a big fear of mine, getting in a situation where something unsafe is going on. And if you're not – and you really have no way of controlling what happens outside of your own bed. So that makes me very uncomfortable. Monogamy is best.
Yeah, but mightn't you trust your partner to practice safe sex when he's with the boyfriend?
Depends on how much you can trust the partner.
Exactly.
Right? Like this one clearly wasn't, you know, trustworthy at all. I mean, you'd think at least a trustworthy guy would have wandered in his own damn boxer shorts.
Yeah.
That's true.
Thank you. Maybe that's more considerate than trustworthy.
This is going to depress me by the time I'm done. I'm sorry.
Depress you? I think it'd be like fantastic masturbation fodder for the next few days, right? Like Backstreet Boys, hot San Francisco sandwich threesome.
Well, one of them is recently married, which I find hysterical.
Ooh.
Because
he's gay?
Because I have a permanently stained pair of black Calvin Klein boxer briefs that prove otherwise.
Interesting. I'm telling you, so you could probably get big money from these.
Only if you could prove it.
On
right?
eBay.
I could sell any old jizz-stained pair of underwear and say, oh, yes, well, Brad Pitt.
And why would I want to market on something anyway that was upsetting?
Well, think of it as cathartic, right?
It would be cleansing.
You'd have this fat roll of cash, and you would have gotten this horrible artifact out of your life, right? Then you could spend it all on Mai Tais in porn. I don't know. It's a good way to work through grief. I've used it many times. Help me with my father's demise.
Well, that's fair enough.
It's my obligation to reward our listeners with the following phone number. If you want to call, if you have theories about which the two of the five Backstreet Boys are gay, and there may be more than two, the phone number to call is...
This conversation is called.
What? What?
Go ahead.
Area code 412-621 WRCT, that's 621-9728. I should also, if you have a computer and are connected to the internet, you know, otherwise you're a time traveler from 1972, our website is at sextalk.wrct.org. So check that out and
find
experience the horror firsthand.
You can find facts and bios of Sex Talk members and trading cards.
So, and I can tell you're getting a little testy, and that's because the attention shifted away from you for just a moment. So let's.
No, it's just depressing, like, to hear about people cheating on other people. I take it seriously.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
But it's a necessary evil to deal with if you're going to be in the dating
pool. I guess so. I think I'm just in denial.
So I'm not sure we necessarily drilled all the way down on this Backstreet Boys thing.
We're going to have this for the next
I know. It'll be,
why did you...
Did you decide that it was, well, you know, okay, it was the Backstreet Boys, so I forgive you because it was a very unusual experience? Or were you like, you know, you skanky?
No, he was just saying, right?
That
well,
I
like
if,
to think
if it had been a one-time occurrence.
I like to think that I'm a rational person and that in that situation, had it been a one-time thing, I probably could have honestly laughed it off. I could have been angry, but it would have been useless.
But it would have been nice to have been asked to join it.
Right, yeah.
True.
But because it was not an isolated experience. It was just another night.
Did I miss that part? Were there other? Was it not an isolated experience? Did he like?
No, I'm saying. I'm saying that his experience with those
boys
two
zone?
Gentlemen.
Irish band Boyzone.
No, I'm sorry. Maybe by now he probably has covered most of them. But
I'm sorry. His experience with those.
I'm just saying that was one in a long line of just men in general. So had it been a one-time thing, like I said, I could probably forgive it just because of their circumstances. But because it wasn't, I just had to accept it and get mad about it, but then bottle it up just to maintain good sex for a few more months before I finally got my smarts about me and just took off.
I found out, like, once somebody cheats, like, they're going to do it again.
Once a cheater, always a cheater.
That's right. So.
Because
if what you have isn't good enough and you have to go to someone else, then it's not going to be good enough a week from now. It's not going to be good enough a month from now, and you're going to want something else anyway. So,
it's just too dangerous. The bottom line. It's way too dangerous. I mean, I'd almost rather have somebody who formed – I'd almost rather be with somebody who, you know, inexplicably formed some intensely emotional bond with somebody and, you know, maintain that bond on a platonic level. Mm-hmm. As long as my bond with that person stayed the same and our sexual – lives together weren't interrupted, because then that takes a big that brings the whole safety factor into perspective, and it's that would be so much more comfortable for me.
So when you're with somebody like this, do you have safe sex with him, or do you have unsafe sex with him and trust him to be monogamous with you, which is a technical
Within that particular relationship, I wound up not ever having unsafe sex with him because I couldn't trust what was happening outside of us. I mean, I would like to think that after being with someone for months on end and living with them during that time that we would be able to reach that point where we wouldn't have to, but we never did reach that point, so I'd rather be safe than sorry.
Very wise.
So mathematically speaking, I want to introduce the topic of graph theory for just a moment. If your boyfriend had sex with someone in the Backstreet Boys and you had sex with your boyfriend, you're two hops away.
I know.
If we had
I've
sex,
already thought about this.
Then I'd be three hops away from having sex with the Backstreet Boys, which wouldn't be bad.
No.
Currently, I'm six hops away, but only because I fooled around with Desi Arnaz Jr. at a...
Who hasn't?
At a meeting of the Friars Club.
Did you really, or are you just making that up?
I just
Live.
Okay. Free associates.
Radio signals coming through his feelings.
I just say these things. I actually I have nothing but respect for Desi Arnaz, Jr.
What about senior? Nothing but scorn for him.
Speaking of infidelity.
Yeah.
He was terrible.
Yeah, really?
He was.
Cheating on Lucy?
Desi Arnaz all the time.
He didn't love Lucy.
Their marriage was very unhappy.
Really? I did not know that.
Haven't you ever seen the bios?
Their marriage was very happy for the show. Yeah. But beyond that, he was terribly unfaithful.
Alcoholic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow, you watched something different. I mean, the only show like that I've ever watched is just recently I watched a show on Entertainment Tonight about Growing Pains.
Well, that was a terrible cast.
Yeah, and they have a new movie coming out.
Wait. There are horrible things about Growing Pains? I don't know.
Mm-hmm. All those shows that always seemed so happy on the outside were always bitter and miserable from the inside out. Mm-hmm.
Except for the Brady Bunch, because Greg was nailing Mrs. Brady. That's fairly
please.
Happy.
That was horrible.
That was probably the most dysfunctional cast in all television history, which is so ironic. Because it was the most cookie cutter. Oh my god. Cookie cutter picture perfect. That I intended to say.
I think our producer beeped that, although I'm not sure why.
No, he didn't.
I meant to say cookie cutter.
Right. Uh-huh. You didn't say anything obscene.
Will that high school girl from Wexford or whatever call us? I mean, we have one listener out there, 621-9728. Get your atrophied little hand over to the phone and file the number, 621.
Maybe she went a bit early.
9728.
We can help you on your SATs.
So I want to know if our hosts have had any fun experiences with infidelity.
Yeah. Fun?
I know that fun is a very general word, but...
I will admit that I have cheated before.
No.
That's bad.
You've cheated on your partner?
You're kidding.
Yes.
Well, so let's go there. Let's go
not recent
all
partner.
Over that.
Of course not.
But past partners.
You're not putting your shirt back on. Can I hold your
shirt? No, you cannot hold my shirt.
I want to smell it.
No, that is disgusting.
Come on.
That is nasty. But I think
you hate your sexuality.
I hate my sexuality.
Andrew does not hate his sexuality.
Well, so
I, you know, I rebel. I rule in my sexuality.
Excuse me.
Well, let's not go there. So let's go back to this idea of past infidelities of yours cheating your partner. So take us inside the mind of Andy.
I am very good. Like if I have cheated, then I don't continue the relationship.
Really?
Yeah. Because it's not fair. If I found something that I deem as, quote, better, either sexually or emotionally or something, and I take advantage of that, then it's not fair to the other person.
But riddle me this, Batman.
Yes.
One of the reasons people cheat, and I don't actually like the word cheat because I don't necessarily always consider it cheating, one of the reasons people go outside the relationship is for variety and for something different. And when you've been chopping down the same tree for 10 years, you might want somebody different just because...
That's what wigs are for, baby.
But there's different ways to hold the axe. There's different sizes of axe, you know, chainsaws.
So you really believe that you can get everything that you could possibly need and want sexually from the same partner? Or at least
have that person involved.
Why aren't you a straight man then? Like, what's up with that? I think you're lost. Like, you're those attributes of you are highly desired in the straight community, and yet you're...
And you're certainly not sharing with the gay community either.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
exactly.
You kind of,
everybody loses.
I think I went through my whole sharing with the gay community phase, and I think I've passed that. And because I've pretty much shared.
That you've
resources.
Expired the community.
Yes, I've expired. Yes.
Well,
but as soon as you move to a new city, it's a whole new community.
No, yeah,
like
I'm going to St. Louis on
again.
Tuesday. So.
What's on Tuesday?
We'll see
I'm
how much Sharon goes on
Tuesday.
There.
Oh.
I think that going back to what you just said about just the natural desire to have variety, well, the way that I look at it is if you get yourself into a situation where you are in a serious relationship with somebody, part of that unspoken contract, if you're going to enter into a serious relationship, is that you're foregoing that desire for variety in order to show your appreciation for another person and to show your respect for another person. So that's not to say that you don't have the desire for variety, but you don't act on it because that's just part of it. It's part of the whole package.
As Jimmy Carter said in his famous Playboy interview, he committed infidelity in his heart many times.
Mm-hmm. Like, I've probably done infidelity in my mind every day of my life, you know, with a bottle of, you know, wet.
Everclear? Yeah. Oh, wet.
Everclear, yeah. Wet and Everclear, but, yeah.
The band Everclear?
No.
No.
Yes, oh, perplexed.
Well, so I have two questions. I can't decide which way I want to go. I think where I want to go, I mean, it's obviously pointless to dispute this with you.
Yeah.
I mean, I was really going to wonder whether you think it's like a fundamental moral issue that two people can't be in a relationship and agree that the relationship is open. And it sounds like
a lot of people would beg to differ.
I will admit this, that I think there's a big difference for me, this is really kind of pathetic, in being in a relationship and having infidelity or being the person, like, being in the relationship or being, quote, the other woman. Like, I've been, quote, the other woman many of times, and I don't – I'm fine with that. Like, I – if it's my relationship, then I'm, you know, pretty faithful. But if it's someone else's, then I've broken up many a relationship.
There is a certain hypocrisy there, you realize.
Yes, there is.
Sexual hypocrisy.
There really is. And I'm a bad person for it.
So you've broken up many relationships? So
yeah, I have.
I've never broken up a relationship.
And so what happens is, like, do you break up relationships and then go out with that one party, or do you break up relationships and then move on to your next?
No, it's not like I just set out to break. It's just that it's happened.
No, but I mean, and afterwards, I mean, do you break them up because that person wants to go out with you, or do you break them up because that person
no,
has
because
sex
that
with you
person
and
is
how much better
cheats in their other finds out?
Yes, they get caught. You know, and a lot of times, I'm not going to say that this happens all the time, but there's a lot of times where someone's like, they don't tell you that they have a significant other. And then all of a sudden you're like, they're like, oh, my boyfriend's.
That has happened to me. I will admit that completely out of, I hadn't.
You're like, oh, my boyfriend's going to come over tomorrow. And you're like, what? So that does happen.
I think we need to go a little bit more detail on that. So, like, when are you, like, kind of seeing somebody? You're, like, hanging out at their apartment or you're doing things together or what? And you're, like, so how does that happen? Like, you're like, hey, let's go to, like, the new McDonald's opening in the waterfront tomorrow. And he'll say, no, I can't. My boyfriend's coming back and we have
that to. Rarely happens. Like, if someone's going to, like, very few people say, hey, I have a boyfriend and let's keep hanging out and hook up. Like, that doesn't happen. Usually it's like you'll hook up or you'll hang out something. And then once something happens, they're like, oh, I forgot to tell you I have a boyfriend.
Something happens, but what would happen? That's my key question. How does it come up?
I don't know. It's just one of those things. And if somebody is – I'll tell you about my situation. I was for a very short period of time seeing somebody who would always come to see me. Mm-hmm. And at first I found it –
your, like, apartment or dorm
right, my apartment.
House or whatever.
At first I thought it was sweet.
Yeah.
And I thought it was nice. And, you know, we'd go out, and there was always, you know, it wasn't, basically there was always some reason why I couldn't, you know, go to his house, or I couldn't see his house, you know, and the pieces just slowly put together, and I never even confronted him on the issue, because it's not worth the confrontation.
Do you think he might have been married, had kids?
Well.
Boy band?
I don't know, Yeah, I'm not even going to go.
Right, so whenever you think in your mind that you're not sure whether you should say something, you should let it out. I mean, we've learned anything in therapy on the show, it's best to just be open about these things.
Well, I will admit something then, but it's not necessarily nice and it's very hypocritical. Mm. I hate the idea of ever being put in the situation of being like the other man. The idea of being that makes me very uncomfortable.
Why is that hypocritical?
Because if it were a man married to a woman, there's something in that, for me, that makes it really interesting.
Well, I think, you know, I don't think you're alone in that. Like, I know some straight couples who are, in fact, married, where they're allowed to cheat with the same sex, right? But they're not allowed to cheat with the opposite sex. I shouldn't say some couples. I know one.
And you shouldn't say straight.
Well, you know, it's a married couple, and they're allowed to cheat, but only.
Heterosexual.
Hey, we've had this couple on the show.
No, that's a little bit different.
Oh.
Because in this marriage, the female is attracted to other women and doesn't want to give that up, but the guy is straight, so he's allowed to have sex with other women, and so is she. That's different. But this is kind of the, you know, one notch higher, one more step to the meta. So I don't think that's uncommon. You know, if I was dating someone and he or she cheated on somebody, well, I'll have to admit I'm straight. So if I was dating someone and she,
good Lord.
It's broken more than one heart on the show, I'm telling you. Starting with mine.
and she cheated on me with another woman. I would not be as upset about that if she cheated on me with another man for whatever reason.
Are you wearing your gay costume today?
No.
It's the way you
I just dress.
He likes the attention from gay men.
Why do you always get cool people that are straight?
Is it the feather boa?
To balance you out?
The leather tight pants?
Why not? Because,
What was the question?
because this isn't a gay show. This is a show about sex, sexuality, and relationships. And about that high school girl. Where are you? High school woman? Is that more appropriate?
Sure.
When you're 17, though, you're a girl. I mean,
No. Past puberty, you're a woman.
Young woman?
Sure.
Young lady?
Yeah, we couldn't help you there.
Yeah. Sorry.
With what?
Yeah, our eager high school
listener.
Whether
she's a woman or a girl.
You can help me.
Species.
We'll be kind. We just want to quiz you mercilessly about your relationships and cheating.
But the hosts still haven't shared their stories at all.
I was addressing your point, right? That if you were the other man for a man who is married, you wouldn't feel so bad about it.
Right, and I was actually okay. I was
because you're giving him something he can't get at home.
Right, I was actually in a situation like that this summer. It was the fulfillment of an ultimate sexual fantasy. Yes.
This was George Bush, wasn't it?
Close.
Jeb and his nephew.
Yeah,
George and George W.
No, it was one of those. It was one of those straight out of the pages of a trashy
porn,
25-cent porn magazine. But living through the experience was something that I will never regret.
So let's turn the detail knob.
Yes, tell us every last detail of it.
If I were to tell the entire story, I'd take up the rest of the show.
We've got 17 minutes. Paint me a 17-minute vivid word picture.
Well, the bottom line is this. I'd gone to...
I don't want bottom lines. Come on.
Yes, you do.
Tease me a little bit.
I'm a storyteller.
Yeah.
I had went to a party at my uncle's house just a couple of nights before turning back to college for the semester, and I happened to, run into one of my uncle's friends there who was 37 years old, and I found out the next day had a six-month pregnant wife at home.
Uh-huh.
I didn't know that many details.
Would that have made a difference?
I think that could have swayed me. That in itself could have swayed me. But it was right out of a book. I swear to God, he walked up to me in the kitchen and cornered me in and just asked me in his very deep, scruffy, masculine voice, "You want to experiment?"
Experiment?
He said, "You want to experiment?"
And I dropped the pasta fork. And I had to take a second to just gather my thoughts before saying yes.
Before screaming yes.
Was there any interaction with this guy beforehand? Had you guys been chatting?
Next to nothing.
Experiment.
This is a guy who changed my diapers when I was a child.
When he was 20.
For a second there, I was like,
changed my diapers.
I was getting a really vivid picture of this uncle's party.
Right.
Well, okay.
Well, so he's been working on you since the day you were born,
altering
your whole outlook.
It was just a really interesting experience.
Experiment.
And so, could he tell you're interested in him, or had you been looking?
I had expressed no interest because, when I'm the only gay man in a situation where I'm surrounded by a lot of other straight men, I don't flaunt myself at all. I am as subdued as I can be.
Which probably isn't very.
I'm pretty subdued. I'd say when I need to be, I can handle myself pretty well.
No tutu. No tights.
No assless chaps.
Yeah. So he was saying, where does he get this idea that he can just approach you and say, "Want to experiment?"
I don't know, but it was fine by me.
And so you experimented?
Yes. And we did experiment a few times.
And he said it wouldn't be an experiment for me, it would be...
I actually went along pretending that I was also experimenting.
Really?
Yeah, I've done that before. Yeah.
And oh my...
You guys were both playing the I'm straight, but I'm curious game?
Mm-hmm. And the game was played very well.
So there was no chance this was his first time in Europe?
I highly doubt it. I highly doubt it.
He knew his way around the old mizzen mast?
So to speak.
So to speak. I don't know. Sorry.
I don't even know what that word is. It's not a word in my lexicon.
It's a sailor
mizzen
term.
Mizzen mast?
Nautical term. It's, I don't know, a mast on the boat.
Pole.
Sure.
So the key question in situations like this with pseudo-straight men who are experimenting are, do they kiss?
They certainly do, and very, very well.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Tongue?
Yes.
A lot.
Wow. And
so I guess, that was actually the first experience.
So did you know he was married when you were...
Yeah, I knew he was married.
Okay.
I knew he was married.
And was that part of the turn-on?
It certainly was.
Hmm.
Attractive? 37-year-old? I mean, I'm 34. More attractive than me?
Attractive in a different way.
Hmm.
Thank you.
Wow, that was very Solomonic. That was very excellent.
It was the married part.
So if you got married, Corey, DJ Sweat-tacular.
I'm essentially married. I mean, come on.
Not the same.
Is your partner 6 months pregnant?
No.
See?
No.
But that was the first time that I had ever been the other individual. And surprisingly enough, I didn't feel guilty about it at all. Yeah. I mean, I normally would have expected myself to, but I didn't. And we'll see what happens over Christmas break.
Are you serious? Are you going to see Uncle
I certainly
Billy
would
again?
Attend another party.
Uncle Lance?
Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
Who's that guy that just got married to, like...
Justin Timberlake?
Yes.
But he's in NSYNC as well.
He didn't get married?
Well, they're dating.
Or he's dating, what's her name? Christina Aguilera or the other one?
Britney Spears.
Britney Spears.
Britney Spears. Right. The one with the fake boobs.
Yes.
This whole show, you know, I thought I was depressed before I came here, and now I realize I really am missing out on life. Not only is my dissertation not done, but...
You could have been having sex with Backstreet Boys.
With Justin Timberlake and Lance. What's his name?
Wrong group, but close enough.
Yeah. Right.
I think the mission, your mission in life now is to move to Orlando. Because that's where all these groups came from, you know. They all come out. I'm not making this up. They come out of this big, like, boy band spawning ground in Orlando. That's also where Britney Spears was discovered. So,
well, they all came off of the Mickey Mouse Club.
Right.
Christina, everyone.
So just think of the acres of hot man flesh for you down there, Corey.
I'm just going to be sobbing here. You call me Corey again. You know,
I was talking to this other guy standing in the corner. Sorry.
Take over the show because I can't handle this anymore.
You do this every time we're here for the show. You start off moderately happy and you drop the line and you get no bites and you pull up your pole and you get in the car and you drive away in tears.
Kind of very flattering.
Well, come on. You had to know that the Backstreet Boys were having sex with somebody without you there.
I just assumed it was, you know, screaming 15-year-old girls.
Well, screaming 15-year-old boys, too.
Yeah, but, you know, I will agree with the whole, like, excitement factor on even, like, the Backstreet Boys. Like, I must say that, like, there are certain people that I would go straight for just because they're famous and wonderful. And
that's that celebrity appeal.
Who are we talking about? Shelley Winters? Oprah?
No.
C. Arthur?
Now, Rue McClanahan, we could have a duo going.
Sweet, sweet Rue.
Yes, she is.
That's a good question. What celebrity would I throw myself at?
Female Donna. Celebrity?
Well, what male celebrity would I throw myself
male
at?
Male celebrity.
Well,
Brad Pitt.
Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
Amber Jackson, if you're listening, that guy from, what's that
Freddie
dance
Prinze
movie?
Jr.?
The dance movie.
Keeping It Real? Pay It Forward?
No.
Cut Loose?
No, the recent one.
Kevin Bacon?
The one in New York. Amber Jackson. What's the number, phone number again?
621-WRCT.
Yeah, Amber, if you're listening.
You're talking about that violin movie, or the ballet movie where the little kid wants to play ballet rather than work in the school.
No,
what's the movie
that
called?
Is too new, and he's like 12.
Fame?
I don't know.
Center Stage! Center Stage. Okay, center That's stage. It. The dancer's on Center Stage.
Oh, the show is spinning out of control. Please.
You have to seize control of it.
Mm-hmm. Take the reins. Take the bull by the horn.
There's still a question for you, Andy, which you haven't answered, which is... What was it? It had something to do with you have been... You've been the wedge that's broken up other relationships.
Yeah, I have.
What was that like? How did it make you feel? How did this situation come up? And when the relationship broke up and you dropped your partner, you know, that person like a hot potato.
I've actually had, this is horrible, but I've actually had a relationship that broke up because each person in the relationship hit on me separately.
Sweet.
In one night.
You could have been the uniter, like George W. Bush, right? You could have united both parties together in you.
I guess.
You could have kept that relationship
really
together.
Tough, Andrew, isn't it?
So let's go there for a minute. So where did it? Was it a party or a club?
Yes.
A party.
I mean, it was like kind of at the same occasion. They both hit on
a
you.
A party. And one was waiting for the other one to show up. And so boy A hit on me. And then as soon as boy B showed up, boy B hit on me.
Are you sure he really hit on you or you just – I mean, did he say you want to experiment? Or was he just like
– There's no experimentation with it. Came to that.
I mean, it was
pretty much like.
I'm just wondering if this is an ego question. Like, when everyone says hi to you, you think they're hitting on you, or whether
no,
there was an explicit request for intercourse.
No, there was. Yeah.
You know when you're getting hit on.
Yeah.
You may think you know, but you may have a completely distorted
when there's
world
physical,
view.
Like.
Right, if you're both naked, you're definitely getting hit on.
So were you both naked?
If you can't talk because something's in your mouth.
I think
a tongue. Oh, a tongue.
A cheese puff.
A cheese puff. Cheese doodle.
Canapé.
We got high school listeners. Sorry. Keep it clean.
That is clean. Soap. When soap is in your mouth.
I have been the other man. I've been sitting here.
I know you have.
I just remembered there was that one other time. You were there. You know, over in Shadyside.
Come on.
That party.
We weren't there.
Names, details.
Which party?
Paint us a word picture.
Was there a head found in a dumpster after?
Hello, this is radio, not television.
Shady Side. Bieber, what's his name's house?
Justin Timberlake.
Oh, yeah, you were the other man.
But then again, that was another situation which I didn't know at first.
I'm going to come over to that couch.
All right,
you
I
knew
did.
That night.
But I had been drinking.
Look. I know you have a little special secret code, like your little special twin language, but you have to be more. You have to reveal more.
Okay, he was
listeners.
Definitely the other man. But
I'm going to spank your little red bottom.
But it was only once, and then I stopped it.
Okay, so you're at this party.
Yeah.
Let's say it's Justin Timberlake, even not really. I mean,
I was just at this party, and everyone was having a jovial time.
Mm-hmm.
And the host's boyfriend had not shown up yet.
The host's boyfriend was yet to arrive, and
Cordell,
you stood in.
I did stand in until, I all of a sudden felt this tingling vibration.
You were about to say Bjork.
What?
I thought you said Bjork. Go on.
No, Bjork. I felt this vibration. At first I thought it was really great until I learned that it was just his beeper. And it was his boyfriend actually beeping him to tell him that he was on his way out. So I had to leave in a hurried rush. And
Didn't he say, hey, do you want to finish before he goes?
Yes, he actually asked me if I wanted to finish. And I said no. I said no, so I quickly dressed and left, and realized that it was way too trashy of a situation to have myself repeat.
Well, you were having sex, and he was wearing a beeper?
We weren't actually having sex.
This was a party? You're having sex, and it's a party?
Everybody else had left. I stayed after to help
clean up,
right.
Mm-hmm.
There were some party favors to be collected, some of those little blowers to be blown.
So you had your clothes off, and I'm just astonished he was still wearing his beeper.
Well, we weren't completely undressed.
But, you know.
I feel very tawdry telling all these stories. I make my life so much more interesting than it actually is.
I know, really.
Right?
Like, this is definitely drawn over a long period of time.
But it just depends what you compare it to. I mean, my life is just, 10 years of cheap whiskey and Star Trek Voyager, basically.
Don't forget the bitterness.
And the bitterness. Well, Star Trek Voyager has only been on for 4 years. Also.
6 years of bitterness.
Plenty of time for bitterness.
Andy, keep dodging the question. You're the wedge. You break up this relationship. And then you reject the person who you're having sex with that broke up the relationship. Tell us a story. How did that make you feel? What happened?
Well, there's different instances. Like, usually...
Pick the tawdriest one and...
Pick the...
And draw us a detailed picture.
Right.
Like, honestly, like... There's been times where I didn't think about it, but there's also been times where it's been done on purpose. So...
Where you've broken up the relationship on purpose?
Yes. I can be very...
Wow, that's pretty vindictive.
Yes.
There can be a cold-hearted snake.
So this was... So... Give us an example of this. Was this like – was person A in this relationship somebody you had a grudge against, so you banged person B and let the chips fall where they may? Is that kind of situation where you went into it premeditated?
There was a time where someone had actually moved from New York to be with me even though he was engaged to another man. And he was, quote, my best friend. And it was actually the man I lost my virginity to, which I told you about a year ago. And he actually came
to... Well, you told me, when we were together, you told me you were a virgin.
Why?
That's right.
I'm just joking. me and Rue are like this. And he left me high and dry with a lot of back rent, and he also...
And a lot of back pain.
And a lot of back pain. And I just figured I would, make amends and... basically get him back.
Oh, so wow. Okay. So that's the first part of the story. And so tell me how you retaliated.
Well, I just made sure that his fiance found out. Not just I made sure I wasn't the person to tell him, but I made sure that his friends knew.
Okay, so the cheating already happened and you just used it. It wasn't like you set out to seduce this other person.
I just think that if you're going to be in a relationship and are going to be ballsy enough to go out there and actually cheat,
you need
to treat the person you're cheating with very well because you are putting them in a position of a lot of power.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
And I think the problem is that if people are going to cheat in a relationship, they should at least have the common sense and the decency to do it in a smart way.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm just going to assume for the sake of argument that I will be, at some point in my life again, in a relationship where somebody cheats on me. I would probably be fine with that as long as I never knew about it.
Mm-hmm.
I know that might sound weird, but...
Well, no, denial ain't just a river.
That's right.
I don't even understand that. You'll be fine with it so long as you don't know? I mean, there's a universe of things that you don't know.
Well, think about it. Once you know, you have to draw attention. Like, you have to deal with it. Like, if you didn't know, then you're not any worse off.
There you go.
Emotionally.
I still don't think it's a good idea.
No, because you could be worse off physically. Issue. Yeah.
So here's a question for you. When you're in a relationship like this, and you have been, and your partner's cheating but not telling you, is there a vibe? Does he get shifty and weird? Are there, like, lots of little weird unexplained lies that you can't quite...
Of course.
Does the sex go off?
That's part of it.
What does it feel like?
Easily.
It feels terrible, and, like, the more time that goes by, and that's why I left, finally.
I mean, are there, like, weird things, like, where were you last night? And he'll say, oh, I was watching the Christina Aguilera concert, and he'll say, but it was canceled, and he'll be like...
I mean, a lot of the time that he was so dumb was the problem. He was so dumb that he would do things as ridiculous as let some other guy leave his underwear lying on my bedroom floor.
Sperm-encrusted underwear.
Well, sperm-encrusted or not, you know.
See, I don't understand how you can say that and like
sperm-encrusted.
Tom and I are getting like beeped.
Well, there are a few words which are not.
It's very simple, actually. Like Dr. Ruth, who's an authority on sex, I am also an authority on sex and an international media expert. When I say sperm-encrusted underwear, it's a technical term.
It's a technical term, but because I am just tawdry.
Right. Exactly. I'm a PhD candidate in computer science, and so everything I say has the weight of intellectual
authority. So you're allowed to talk about all these sexual things because you've never actually experienced
them. I could crush both of you with just one command to one of my underling here, so...
One hit of the return key.
Be careful. You're playing with fire.
We could have a squad of angry high school girls attacking you.
No, in the right circumstances, that might not be too bad.
No, as long as they bring their boyfriends.
I have to ask this question off the air. So you do get a sense, then. That was the answer to my question.
Course.
And...
You sound like you're completely unschooled in this whole infidelity issue, DJ Sweatpants. Like you're almost sounding like you've never been in a situation where someone has been cheated on.
No, I haven't. I mean, I
you've never been cheated on.
His relationship is such that there really is no such thing as cheating.
Well, more accurately, I would consider it cheating if my partner ever started to lie to me, and we've never been in a situation where either of us was like lying to the other. That would be, I think, extremely damaging to our relationship. So there have been times when he's had sex outside the relationship, but he got permission beforehand, you know, and I was like, okay, and I was okay with it. I knew what was going on even if I wasn't there.
But how does that make you feel?
Like
if he says, I want to have sex with this person, doesn't something go through your head that says, what does that person have that I don't have? Or do you know what that person has that you don't have?
You just wait for applicants to be mean to me, don't you?
It's true. I mean, I
just can't imagine that it would leave you feeling emotionally content.
No.
Well, I'll tell you this. This is what I think. I mean, yes, you know, there are moments when I feel sort of a little bit vulnerable about it. But I think, you know, first of all, I understand those feelings. And if someone says, look, this is really an extraordinary situation, you know, NSYNC is waiting in the car. And I want to try having sex with them. I really feel like in an extraordinary circumstance, it's okay. It's sort of like a pressure release valve. And I want that same kind of exception in my life. You know, if Jonathan...
I can't believe you could say that.
Yes, you could say
that.
Did
I get beeped for that? Yes, I got beeped for that. Sorry.
No, you...
I can't believe you could say that.
Yes, you could say that.
Did I get beeped for that? Yes, I got beeped for that. Sorry.
No, you... He is way over...
You're over the line.
Over the line. That was not FCC beepable.
So... Nevertheless, it looks like we're out of time, actually. That thought will forever be lost in the airways because time's up. Andy and Tom, thank you all for listening. Uh-huh. Christina Aguilera, as usual, you're our favorite hottie.
Absolutely.
This is WRCT Pittsburgh. Thank you all for listening. Good night.